Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
I got to be honest with you.
Uh-oh.
Well, typically people come up with excuses after the radio show.
Okay.
Or after the fight.
Okay.
I'm exhausted. I carried all the equipment in. My legs are gone.
Oh, yeah, because that extra 40 pounds of a suit that you wore to a ring that was 20 feet away from your dressing room.
Oh, my God, and I like Deontay.
But why? Why was he complaining about the behind-the-ear strike that could be illegal? Could have been.
No, I mean, it wasn't illegal.
Behind the ear?
No.
I know it's hard to.
All right, hold on. We'll talk more about Saturday night, last Saturday.
Okay.
But full show today.
Full show.
And action-packed. Big UFC Saturday night. Let's go to our first guest of the afternoon. She's been on before. Let's welcome back Megan Anderson. Megan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. Busy fight week. What's fight week like for you?
I try to stay relatively like low-key, keep it chill, keep it fun, go do some shopping, or window shopping. Yeah, like, you know, we have our media obligations with the UFC, but we try to keep it relatively low-key and just have fun.
Do you try to not think about Saturday night? So if you're going to try to stay low-key, you know, Saturday will come when it comes? Or is that all you think about and it's like waiting for Christmas morning?
I have kind of gone through fight week both. You know, in both type of mindsets. And for us, like, I'm just kind of at a point where, like, it's just another day and we're here to do a job and there's no point in stressing about Saturday night until Saturday night comes. Because I feel like a lot of people get so worked up about it and it kind of takes away from the experience and the journey. So we just kind of try not to think about it too much and, you know, we're just here to do a job and get to see some cool places and do some cool things with some, you know, with my team.
Well, speaking of cool places, I know you're a former military person, as am I. Talk about what it's like being in probably the biggest military town in the country, possibly even in the world, Norfolk, Damnick, you know, everything around Virginia Beach is military. What's it like walking around those cities, those towns?
I didn't know that it was the biggest. So that's kind of like a cool piece of info to know, but, I love it. There's always been like a bit of a taboo of like, you know, military personnel walking around in their uniforms. And, you know, I know there's stories around the world of like military personnel, like getting like bullied or that type of stuff because they are in uniform, but I have so much respect for those people and the sacrifices that they've made and, you know, what they do for their country is so selfless. And, you know, I think it's amazing.
I was stationed right next to Norfolk is Damnick in Virginia Beach. I was in school in Damnick and right across the water was the world's largest pig farm. So every morning at 6 a.m, we would wake up to the smell of across the water. So I have some memories of Damnick and Norfolk.
That sounds great.
I saw a video you signing the posters yesterday. And I'm curious, when you sign the poster, and I've never asked any of the athletes this, do you always sign in the same location or is it really whatever's available when you get there or do you already know going in or tell me about
that? No, it's really just like when you get there, like whoever's signed before you, if there's any space left. So you just try to, they say to avoid like the faces on the poster. So it's like whatever space is left. So it's really just dependent on how many people have signed the poster before you.
And I'm sure that they tell you that about the face, and I don't remember who it was, but I was there when it happened. somebody signed over the face of who they were fighting. And this was like 15 years ago, 10 years. It was quite a while ago. So I'm sure that's why, that's one of the reasons that, that they say that out to you, is because it, it did get kind of ugly there pretty quick. What can you tell us about your opponent?
She's Brazilian. She's 4-0 in MMA. This is going to be her UFC debut. You know, she brings a lot of unique and different skills to the table that I'm excited to showcase against. And, you know, it's a new opponent to kind of break down and, you know, match my skills against.
Is that something that you have to kind of block out, that it is her first UFC fight? You know, I talk all the time about, you know, how long people have been in the organization and their records and stuff. Can it be a letdown fighting somebody that this is her first fight in the organization?
It's not really a letdown. Like, experience is experience, and fighting is fighting. Like, there's no letdown in a fight at all. Like, you improve throughout the, you know, the camp and from fight to fight. So, like, even if anything, you're going to level up no matter who you fight in the cage, just because of the training and the experience and the new skills that you bring to the table and you try to improve on from, you know, your last fight. So I really don't feel like there's a letdown. You know, I don't really have a lot of options right now in my division. So, you know, I can only do so much. Like, I'm going to say whoever the UFC comes to me with, I'm going to say yes, like I always have. So whether they've fought in the UFC before, they haven't, like, it doesn't matter to me.
Your main focus is fighting. That's, you know, your main job. But I also saw something on your Twitter yesterday with a Marvel movie. So what do we need to do as media and fans to help you get in the movie and get the leading part?
I feel like I would be a great She-Hulk. I feel like I don't have to do much to prepare for the role physically. I feel like a kind of like a role that I have been made for. So that would be that would be so cool. Like, it has always been a goal of mine to kind of, you know, get into film and that type of stuff. So it would be amazing even if I was just considered. That would be so cool.
Well, we'll do what we can. We'll hit the Twitter. We'll hit some of our contacts and see what we can do to help you. I also noticed you're walking around wearing some Chiefs gear.
I am, yes. I'm an adopted KC resident now. So, you know, I've been living in Kansas City for 4.5 years. And so I'm slowly acclimating, and they've adopted me and I've adopted them. So always going to support the hometown Chiefs. They did some amazing things at the Super Bowl. And, you know, it's really funny because my entire team, we're all rocking Chiefs gear, but in like different ways. Like, some of us have hats, some of us have beanies, some of us have shirts. Like, it's really cool.
Did it take you a while though to understand it, football and soccer? You know, I know the difference, but I'm saying where you come from, football isn't our football, it's soccer.
No, like, so soccer is soccer in Australia. And then football is rugby.
Is rugby.
In Australia, yeah. So, like, we have rugby union and rugby league, which is very, like, the rule set is very similar, excuse me, to, you know, to the NFL. It's just, like, the NFL is more stop and start, whereas rugby is more of a continuous flow. But the ideas, like the premises behind, you know, the plays and the scoring system is very similar.
One of my favorite, and we'll get back to the fight here in a second, one of my favorite events to cover is the Sevens in Las Vegas every year.
Yeah, which the rugby is Sevens.
It's awesome. It is a lot of fun to watch. What will also be a lot of fun to watch will be Saturday night. What can we expect to watch on Saturday when you get back in the octagon?
Expect a finish. There is not 1 second of a fight that I don't look to finish it, and nothing will change come Saturday night. That mentality is well and truly set in my mind, and I'm looking for a finish.
Cannot wait for Saturday night. Megan, thank you very much for your time. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to send you a package again from 8 Man Strong, as well as a package of cupcakes from Wicked Good Cupcakes that you can enjoy.
Oh, thank you.
So we'll take care of that.
I love cupcakes. Thank you.
You will love these as well. These are absolutely the best. Best of luck. Have fun on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again very soon.
Thanks so much, guys.
That is Megan Anderson back in the Octagon, Saturday night, UFC 169.
Already at 169.
All right, so that's the first of many interviews that we have upcoming.
Packed.
I think we're supposed to hit a break now. When we come back, The Voice will be on.
The Voice, Ray?
The Ray Flores coming on. We're going to talk a little bit about the Deontay Wilder-Tyson Fury fight. He was obviously there. He was probably the closest person to the fight without being in the fight. So we'll talk to Ray and take a wild guess who our next UFC guest is in about 20 minutes.
Oh, I'm sure it's a Tampa hometown guy.
It is. It is Alon Cruz. So let's go hit our first break of the afternoon. Coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'm Adam Richman, culinary traveler and gastronaut, and you are feasting your ears on Knockout Radio. Who wants a knuckle sandwich?
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Are you a fan of MTV's hit show, The Challenge? Well, on Saturday, April 4th, Challenge Mania Live is coming to the Tampa Improv. You can see cast members from the show live on stage talking about their experience, and you can even party with them before at an exclusive meet and greet. It's at the Tampa Improv on Saturday, April 4th, hosted by three-time champion Derek Kaczynski and his podcast co-host Scott Yeager. They'll feature Mark Long, Killa Cam Williams, Nicole Ramos, and the Final Reckoning champ, Hunter Barfield. Tickets available at ChallengeMania.com. Live.
Have you heard about this crazy event called Rugged Maniac? It's coming to Tampa for the first time ever on April 18th. They built this huge adult playground with giant water slides, fire jumps, rope swings, and tons of mud. Then they let 5,000 people party all day at their festival, complete with DJs, interactive games, and tons of craft beer. It's seriously the wildest event coming to Tampa this year, and the best part, there's still space available to sign up. Go to ruggedmaniac.com and secure your spot for their Tampa race on April 18th. Don't miss out. Grab your friends and join the fun.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, maniacs! Hulk Hogan here, the greatest of all time, and you're listening to Knockout Radio. So what you gonna do?
What's are you going to do WrestleMania week? That's
no,
what I want to know.
Brother.
I talked to my contact yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
I will be headed to WrestleMania.
WrestleMania.
I will be doing quite a bit with my brother from another mother, King Mo, Muhammad Lawal. I cannot wait. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Do you still call him the King since he's not fighting?
Well, the King is his wrestling persona.
Oh, it is. Okay.
You know, that's his persona, which he's getting into even more now. And he will be wrestling that week of WrestleMania because, you know, there's a lot of clothes. There's a lot of dark matches.
Sure.
There's a lot of stuff going on. King Mo will not only be wrestling, but he will be making pizza right here at Torta Pizza.
Oh, wow.
That's confirmed.
And when he does the dark wrestling, will he be wearing the same thing that Deontay Wilder wore?
I'm sure that he can handle the 40 pounds. All right. I'm going to do the radio show here for a second. Ray Flores coming up momentarily.
Yes,
Alon Cruz coming up in about 15, 20 minutes. I will take the opposite side of whatever you take on this subject.
Okay.
Okay. I'm okay with both sides.
Okay.
Have you heard about the Kobe Bryant, all the material, all of the giveaways from the memorial the other day showing up on eBay?
Oh, no.
$5,000 somebody was getting and got for some of the items that were there at the ceremony.
Well, I had heard that Vanessa wanted the items, like she wanted to keep all the items. Like, so how
No, she wanted to keep the items that fans brought to the arena.
Okay.
You know, after, you know, the tragedy, and, you know, they left basketballs and jerseys, and she grouped all that up.
Okay.
And then she's going to do some stuff with it. But, you know, like when you go to a wedding or you go to a funeral, they have the program and that kind of stuff.
Sure.
You apply to get tickets.
Okay.
So people that got these tickets from all over the country or all over the world flew to LA.
Sure.
To go to this event. And then they put those items up on eBay.
Okay.
So wait,
how's it any different than any other memorabilia of sports fame?
Damn. So you want me to take the route of it's bad?
It's what people do. If there's a monetary value to it,
it's what people do.
People are going to do it.
And, you know, I saw this. Somebody said, what if you flew from wherever, East Coast or Europe or whatever, and you went to this event and you could get $1,000 for the program from the Kobe Bryant and Gigi, you know, ceremony that could have helped paid for the trip?
Sure. Well, I mean, you talk about there's no line in trash talking, like nothing's off limits in trash talking. You know, what's off limits in monetary?
Nothing.
Souvenirs or memorabilia.
eBay took it down. It said that's against their policy.
Why? Because of Kobe Bryant?
Probably.
I mean, if it's anybody else.
Probably. But, you know, I don't know what eBay's policy is, but I saw that. And what was the trash talking one that I said there is no line? Because I responded to somebody on Facebook about it. Do you remember?
I don't remember. Right. I don't recall.
I don't. Well, you have heard our next guest.
Okay.
Every week for the last six or eight years, I would say.
Since he's become the voice of Knockout Radio.
Well, he's always been the voice.
The liner of.
Which is ironic because that's part of my email address as voice and some stuff after it. But he is the voice of Knockout Radio. He is my good friend, and I am so happy for the success that he has had and the success he is going to continue to have. Let's welcome from Chicago, Illinois, Ray Flores. Ray, how are you?
Randy, it has been too long, my friend. How are you? It is wonderful to join you on a glorious Wednesday.
All right, I'm just going to sit back and just listen to you talk for the next 5 or 6 minutes. He has the voice. He has everything. It is awesome. Let's talk about Saturday night. Let's talk about the fight itself yet. Just talk about the experience, and you've had a lot of great, you know, fights and events that you've been at. Just the, you know, the atmosphere and everything that was there Saturday night at MGM.
Randy, I'll tell you this. I've been around a lot of big fights, very fortunate and blessed. And I use that word blessed because it's the absolute truth. I'm blessed to be around a sport that I love, that I hold so near and dear to my heart. You've been around a lot of big events as well. And we kind of, you know, you have a background in wrestling and everything else. The way I will tell people is it's like when I was a kid waking up on WrestleMania Sunday morning. There was an excitement. There was an energy. There was an electricity. You knew there was going to be something special. It was hard for me to sleep in 8 hours from Friday to Saturday. I probably only slept 4.5 to 5. And I never get that way. But I was so excited, so pumped for what we were going to see on Saturday night. I got to Las Vegas last Tuesday. I was there from Tuesday to Sunday. and you knew that you were going to be a part of something. And for me personally, to be a part of that promotion, to see it go from start to finish, and to see these two top-level athletes push each other to the limit and everything around it, knowing that the world was watching, it meant so much to me. And man, oh man, did everything deliver and some. So it reminded me when I was a kid getting ready to watch, you know, the WrestleManias of the late 80s, early 90s.
Would you say that those two, and I know that there's some other big name boxers, but those two with the fight that they had the first time and then the fight and the buildup, maybe are helping bring boxing back?
I think so, Randy. You know why? Because, you know, they're two unique personalities. Whether you love or hate one guy or both or whatever the case may be, they have a personality, and they also have a style in the ring to produce entertainment. At the end of the day, Randy, you and I have seen many world-class fighters that produce inside the ring but don't necessarily have the personality to go ahead and draw the casual fan in. Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder have the total package in their own unique way. They have very unique personalities outside the ring. Inside the ring, their fighting styles are appealing as well. So I think both guys are wonderful for boxing. And also, Randy, the one item about both guys is that you need, as a world-class prize fighter, in order to truly be great and to prove your greatness, you need the perfect foil. And to me, the perfect dance partner, to me, Fury needs Wilder, Wilder needs Fury. Both guys bring the best out of each other, both in the lead-up to fight and also inside the ring.
I have told this story numerous times. I haven't had the opportunity to tell you this. Last year in Atlanta, Super Bowl, whatever number it was, 53, I'm doing the show from Radio Row. Deontay Wilder and his whole group walk by. They asked, do I want Deontay Wilder on? And I'm going to be blatantly honest with you. I only said yes because he's the heavyweight champion of the world. Mm-hmm. And I told him, I'm not a big boxing guy. I'm a big MMA guy. You know, he sat down 15 minutes that he was on the show, and all we talked about was Deontay Wilder and who he is and what he is. And when the interview ended and we went to break, I told him that I may not be a boxing fan, but I am now a fan of Deontay Wilder's. And I see what he's doing and how he's talking, except for the 40-pound thing, and we'll get to that in a second. But that conversation that we had brought boxing back to at least me, just by the type of person that he is. So I can imagine what he's doing for the entire boxing world, along with Tyson Fury as well.
Randy, I'm glad you brought that point up, because I've been fortunate to know Deontay Wilder and work around him for the past 5 to 6 years. And I'll tell you this, he's a humble guy. He says things, you know, he's very confident in himself, but he's a humble guy. I've never seen him turn down an autograph. I've never seen him turn down a picture. I'm going to give you a quick story real quick, Randy, if you have 30 seconds. I remember when he beat Luis Ortiz. Yeah, I remember when he beat Luis Ortiz in November of last year after he knocked him out. And I went, and, you know, I like to play a little blackjack. So after playing blackjack after the fight, I go and I'm, you know, in the MGM Grand Garden on the food court. And Deontay's there with his whole team. It's probably 2:30 in the morning. And fans are coming up to him. They're you know, approaching him. And he's talking to every one of them and giving all of them the most undivided attention possible. And that really blew my mind, because I don't know if after, you know, guys win the Super Bowl or the NBA Finals, if they go and have a cheeseburger at the local, you know, IHOP, and they're not having fans come up to them. They're having doing their own after party. They're going on their private jets. Deontay Wilder at 2:30 in the morning, after knocking out someone in his 10th consecutive title defense, did not stop talking to people. I even saw members of his entourage be like, hey, Deontay, like, do you want to go? And he goes, no, I'm fine. These are the people that made me. These are the people that buy the tickets. These are the people that put money on my table. That meant a lot to me, and that's just a microcosm of who Deontay Wilder is as a person.
Yeah, absolutely. I ran into him this year at the Super Bowl as well. Had a brief little, and he kind of lit up a little. And you can tell fake, and you can tell, you know, and he didn't remember me from Adam, and I wouldn't expect him to. But he did light up a little when I reminded him, you did a show last year. It meant a lot to me, blah, 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 blah. And just seeing his reaction made me even happier as a media person to cover a sport that's not my favorite sport in the world. So that's a lot about Deontay. Tell us a little bit about the now new champ in Tyson Fury.
Tyson Fury is one of those guys, Randy, that has been dealing with a lot in his professional or his personal life. And to see his journey coming back, he was overweight 3 years ago. He had his battles of depression and substance abuse. To witness his comeback is absolutely remarkable. The fact that he always believed in himself, the fact that he took on the baddest man on the planet, the ideology that everything that he said he made happen, I think speaks volumes as to the kind of person and prize fighter that he is. He's a showman inside the ring. He's a showman outside the ring. The guy just gets it. And years before, was Tyson Fury the most marketable guy because of his style? No, but he evolved. He made those subtle adjustments. He always believed in his ability. And to be able to go out there and do what he did to Deontay Wilder is absolutely remarkable. Heading into fight week all the entire week, I spoke with hundreds of people and everything else, and the consensus was there's no way Tyson Fury goes after Deontay Wilder. Otherwise, it'll be a short night, and he's going to get knocked out. And on the contrary, he wants Deontay Wilder down. And he finished him off in the seventh round. What he did, Randy, and you and I have been around combat sports a long, long time, that to me is one of the all-time great performances in combat sports history.
I agree with you 100%. And you know, with you making the reference to WrestleMania, I'm sure you've seen, I don't know what it's called, a meme or a video or whatever from the first fight, and it's the Undertaker music, and he pops back up. And I mean, I'm sure you saw that last year, didn't you?
Very much so. And again, I've never, even after the first fight, Randy, I was fortunate. I called both fights for the international audience. And that was a moment I've never seen anyone get up in the fashion that he did. But that just goes to show you the kind of cojones that Tyson Fury has. Nobody, and I mean nobody, but Tyson Fury gets up from the lethal 1-2 combination that Deontay Wilder hurled and connected upon Tyson Fury in their first fight. Now, styles make fights, Randy, and I am so glad that there is a rematch for a third fight because, man, oh, man, am I pumped because this is taking me back. I wasn't old enough to fully appreciate the trilogy of Bowen Holyfield, and that's what I kind of look at these two guys in, and that is an epic trilogy that we saw both men pushing each other to the brink. And now that we are on the precipice of watching a third fight between Wilder and Fury, it gets me so amped up and fired up because I truly do think that of the three fights that we're going to have in this trilogy, the third one to me, Randy, and I know that we're only a couple of days removed from the second fight, the third one to me will be the best one.
Do you believe, you know, with your background in the sport and in your relationships with a lot of people, will Mark Breland still be involved with Deontay Wilder?
That's up to Wilder. My thought process right now, in terms of what I'm hearing, I have not spoken to anybody on the inside, is that I know Wilder is upset, and I know Wilder made it very well known to everyone around him that if you throw in the towel, you are not to do that. And if you do, there will be consequences. So knowing Wilder, I don't know if Freeland will be around. Now, with that being said, I'm not the former heavyweight champ in the world. Who am I to say? However, I am all about fighter safety. I'd rather see a referee stop a fight too early than too late. Freeland threw in the towel. Was it premature? Who am I to judge? But I'd rather see a fighter go home to their family safe and sound instead of him going to the hospital. I've always been that way in my career, and I will continue to be that way. And if someone were to ever question me, why do you think that way? Why don't fighters get allowed to be, go out on their shield? I'll say, look, because these guys have families. There have been too many deaths in combat sports. And you know what? It's when one death happens, Randy, in combat sports, that's one too many. I'd rather see a fight end too early than too late. I'm sorry. That's just how I am.
I agree with you 100%, and I'm hoping, a couple days from now, a couple weeks from now, when Deontay's, clears his mind and he starts thinking about it, that Mark Breland did what was best for him at the time. And let's look past that for a second. I think that's going to help sell fight number three.
It is an absolute narrative, Randy. And you know what? I pay attention to a lot of what happens in the fight, and Fury fought brilliantly. But as Fury, it was probably in the sixth round. Fury wasn't, he dominated. So I don't want people to think that I'm discrediting what he was able to do. But in the sixth round, I started to see Fury, his activity level drop a little bit. He wasn't as aggressive. Now, he was still manhandling Wilder. But I said on the broadcast, I said, look, maybe Wilder's of the mindset that, look, I'm getting hammered and taking a beating. Let me take this fight. If I can get out of these middle rounds and get to the ninth and tenth round, I still have my right hand. I can still put you away with one punch. Let me get to those rounds and then see where the cards fall. He didn't get to that point because of what happened with Breland throwing in the towel. Now, was Kenny Bayless close to stopping the fight? I know he was very concerned. I haven't talked to Bayless or seen any comments from him. But that's what probably Wilder's mindset was. Let me get to the 9th, 10th, 11th round, take my chances. I'm taking a beating, but I'm going to be okay. Let me head towards those final three rounds and see if I can put away Fury. I put him down twice in the first. I can put him down once here in the second, and I know I'll finish him. So I see Wilder's mindset in that regard.
I totally get all that, and from just, the novice, on the outside, that's why, and again, it's hard for Deontay to think this way, and it's hard for many fighters to think this way, but you want to be able to fight again, like you've already said. You want somebody there, like Mark Breland, who has the basketballs to do what he was told not to do to protect his fighter. There's so many yes men in sports, on radio shows. That's a joke, by the way, towards you sitting across from me. Yeah.
Thanks.
That it's good to have somebody who's not a yes man and who will do what's best for the fighter. And there was a situation that I was in, Ray, back in the day. I went to Germany with the former WBO cruiserweight champion of the world. He's from Clearwater. He went to defend his title, and they were lying to him about his weight. And he came to me, and he looked at me, and he asked me a question, and I told him the truth, which got me in trouble. But I think that's what people really, truly want, are people that will be honest with you and not be yes men or yes women.
Randy, I'm glad you brought that up, because there's so much money involved in prize fighting and in athletics in the world at the top level, the world-class level. And people are afraid of losing their jobs, or people are afraid of upsetting the athlete, because at the end of the day, the fighter is the boss. But you need to be real with each other. And I love how real and how genuine Mark Breland was, because he felt a compassion, and he thought, look, this is too much. I'm going to have to pull him out of this, because a lot of times, Randy, fighters are too brave for their own good. And I do not believe that it is the fighter's decision. You have men in your corner. And not only are they there in your corner to train you and give you the proper adjustments, but they're also there to protect you from yourself. And I'm so glad that Breland did that, because of the fact that I think that the way the fight was looking, Wilder was going to take more unnecessary punishment. Live to fight another day. There was already a rematch clause on the table. Come back in the third fight and demonstrate your brilliance, but stop taking this abuse that he had been absorbing. And I was fine with the corner throwing the towel in.
Final question for you, and we'll need to get you back on a lot sooner than the length that it's been since last time you were on. Wilder Fury 3, will it be at T-Mobile in Vegas, or will it be in a major stadium in Europe?
I think that there's so much money in Las Vegas, Randy, and you know, I know people talk about the atmospheres in Europe and 100,000 people, 200,000 people, but man, oh man, I even hope that it's not even at T-Mobile in Vegas. I hope it's at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. To me, the best venue for combat sports, for lots of big prize fights, at the MGM Grand. There's something about the acoustics in that place. I love how everyone has to go through the casino to get to the arena. Whether you are a celebrity or a common fan, there isn't such a thing as like these secret entrances. It's kind of old school because their first prize fight was back in 1994 when Julio Cesar Chavez lost to Frankie Randall. So I like that old school style. I think T-Mobile just reminds me of another big arena here in the United States. It's a beautiful place. But to me, that fight belongs at the MGM Grand Garden Arena, 14,000 or 15,000 rocking fans. I know that the Brits are going to continue to come out again and have another holiday in the summer, but that, to me, is where that fight belongs. And Vegas appreciated what we had. You heard about stories about the old Tyson days, about the old Holyfield days, you know, Larry Holmes days, Sugar Ray Leonard days. We got some old school nostalgia heavyweight championship feel on Saturday night. And Randy, we're so fortunate that we did it again in less than a year. Buckle up, my man, and I hope to God that you are there. It's been 2 months since I've seen you. You have always been a pioneer in combat sports, and you more than anybody need to be at that event without question.
I will definitely be there. Matt,
Ray, to keep it authentic, from a self-proclaimed non-boxing guy, this guy's wearing a Ken Norton heavyweight T-shirt as we speak. These are boxing guys through and through. Don't you let him lie to you, and we will definitely be there next time.
All right, Ray, thanks for your time, buddy. We're going to put you on hold so we can send you out some more 8-Man Strong gear.
Thanks, guys. Have a great one.
Bye. We'll talk to you soon. That is the voice of Knockout Radio. Good guy. I mean, we had the opportunity to meet each other at some UFCs in Vegas. We went and had pizza, ironically, in Chicago.
Oh, you got to have pizza in Chicago.
We did. Very good dude. So, all right, let's go hit this break. When we come back, we're going to go back to Norfolk. Our own, Tampa's own, my teammate, my sparring partner, well, maybe, Alon Cruz, when we return. Coming to you live from Torta Pizza, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong and Staff Zone. Today's music ain't got the same
soul. I like that old time of rock and roll. This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Are you a fan of MTV's hit show, The Challenge? Well, on Saturday, April 4th, Challenge Mania Live is coming to the Tampa Improv. You can see cast members from the show live on stage talking about their experience, and you can even party with them before at an exclusive meet and greet. It's at the Tampa Improv on Saturday, April 4th, hosted by three-time champion Derek Kaczynski and his podcast co-host Scott Yeager. They'll feature Mark Long, Killa Cam Williams, Nicole Ramos, and the Final Reckoning champ, Hunter Barfield. Tickets available at ChallengeMania.com. Live.
Have you heard about this crazy event called Rugged Maniac? It's coming to Tampa for the first time ever on April 18th. They built this huge adult playground with giant water slides, fire jumps, rope swings, and tons of mud. Then they let 5,000 people party all day at their festival, complete with DJs, interactive games, and tons of craft beer. It's seriously the wildest event coming to Tampa this year, and the best part, there's still space available to sign up. Go to ruggedmaniac.com and secure your spot for their Tampa race on April 18th. Don't miss out. Grab your friends and join the fun.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
For all of your printing needs, I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call at 888-724-7774. Need business cards or t-shirts printed? I suggest you go to 72hourprint.com. If you need a banner or some signs printed, I strongly suggest you check out 72hourprint.com. If you need fight shorts or a walkout banner printed, I again suggest you check out 72hourprint.com or give them a call at 888-724-7774. If you're tired of high print prices, then I strongly suggest you give 72hourprint.com a call today. I did, and I could not be happier. And I know you will as well. That's 72hourprint.com. 72hrprint.com.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we're back coming to you live from Tour de Pizza here in St. Pete, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. There's some pet peeves I still need to get to.
Which ones?
A couple things that have happened in the last week or so.
Oh, no.
Wait till you hear some of this stuff. One happened at the XFL game.
Okay.
One happened at a local bank.
All right.
One happened on Facebook today.
Okay.
But if I don't get to our next caller,
yes,
I have a feeling I will pay the consequences for it.
Absolutely you will.
Because he is our local guy. It's been a whole 2 weeks since we've talked to him. Let's go back to Norfolk. I once lived there.
You did?
I did.
Okay.
Alon Cruz. AC, what's up, buddy?
Nothing much. How y'all doing?
Wow, you sound a lot of good. Down.
Yeah.
Okay, he's playing.
I'm really craving some pizza at the moment.
Well, your fight is Saturday. I can meet you here Sunday.
Yes.
Okay.
You want to come Sunday?
I'm down if, you know, I'm not, I don't know what time I get back Sunday, but if I get back at a good time and, you know, I'm up to it, I'm definitely down for some pizza Sunday.
All right, one will be up to you. The other is not a question. I will get this place open at midnight Monday morning, which would be late Sunday night, depending on when you land, if you are in the mood, if you are able, capable, all that kind of stuff. We will have pizza like on that. Sunday if you choose. But first and foremost, I'm just curious, have you ran into Hunter yet?
I have. He actually shook hands.
Did you? For those other people listening, that would be Alon's opponent, Spike.
Spike.
But I call him by his given name, Hunter. What was the experience like? You know, it's the first quote unquote official UFC fight. It's UFC fight week. You've done fight weeks before. I saw a picture of you signing the autographs on the poster. Different feeling. Has it sunk in yet?
Yeah, definitely. Because, you know, it's a lot more stuff to do, like media, and then, like, right now I'm getting ready for the photo shoots and all the shadow boxing, video production. But, you know, everybody here, you know, the staff makes it easier on you, so you don't have to worry you know, so much about like where I need to be or what do I need to bring or what I need to do. I just ask somebody if I really have a question, and then, you know, they take care of it for me. So I don't really have to worry about these things. I can really just focus on the fight.
It's still got to be kind of a different feeling, a unique feeling. I've been in the gym with you. I've trained with you in the gym in Tampa. You have always said from day one, you're going to be in the UFC. We all believed it. Now you're there, though. I mean, it's one thing to say it. It's another to actually walk in at the airport and there's a sign, you know, UFC, Alon Carew. It's still got to be a different, cool, unique feeling.
Yeah, no, it is. It definitely, you know, even it's different from the Contender Series as well, because, you know, the Contender Series was cool, but I think it was just it was a little more laid back than, you know, the UFC, just because it's not like on a scale that it was. And this being the title fight, they have everybody here. So they've got, you know, Heather Linden, you know, doing physical therapy. They've got Trifecta here, the Trifecta chef cooking. So, you know, it's like being in the big show, other than being like, it's not a pay-per-view, but it's on ESPN Plus, but it's just as big because of the title fight. And being here, you know, being around the guys like Joseph Benavidez and, you know, Bob Ross, who's here, who we ran into the other day. It's just, I don't know. It doesn't feel too different to me. It just feels, you know, right. Like I should have been here a long time ago. And now I'm finally, you know, able to reap, you know, the rewards from, you know, all the time I put in and, you know, sacrifice and everything.
You know, and it's interesting that you said that, because, and how you said it, because I was just getting ready to say something similar. You don't want to feel like, oh my God, I'm here. You know, I finally made it. Like you said, you've belonged there because you just want this to be like another fight week. It's just another fight on Saturday. You're just wearing different clothing.
Exactly. This should just be a normal thing for me every few months or so, depending on how active I am. I want this just to be a normal thing. This is my job, and this is what I come to do. You know, I go in, I train, I fight. I deal with all, you know, all the media and everything I got to do, and then, you know, after that, I go live my life and, you know, be a normal person again.
What will it, and I always hate asking the questions, what will it feel like? You don't know what it's going to feel like till Saturday, but what do you think it's going to be like as you get ready to fight, and you know, and I mentioned this to Megan earlier, Norfolk, Damnick, Little Rock, I would think Little Rock, Little Creek, biggest military base in the country, I believe in the world, if you put all of that together. So we can all figure there's going to be a lot of military there on Saturday night. It's got to add to the whole thing that the military is going to be there watching and supporting.
Yeah, I know the military is huge. I think they got three different bases here, you know, Air Force, Naval, and just another base of some sort. But, you know, I know, you know, the military guys, they're big on fighting. They love watching fights. And, you know, if I can put on a show for them, you know, and they enjoy it and they're entertained, then I'll have done my job, because, you know, I'm a big supporter of our military. And that's why, you know, I always have the American flag on my mouthpiece. I'll be wearing blue shorts on Saturday night as well. And, you know, I just appreciate, you know, everything they do, and I thank them. And it's like, if I can entertain them for a little bit and they can enjoy my fight, then I'll have done my job.
If I knew where I left my car in 1979, it was either late 79 or early 80, I don't remember. I left my car on the side of the road. So if I knew where it was, I would tell you, and you could go use it if it's still there, but I have no idea where I left it.
You left a car?
I left a car that I had because I was stationed there.
Okay.
And I was leaving like in the next couple of days. I ran out of gas and I just left it on the side of the road. I walked into the base and then I went to my next
station. What was that, a Model T?
Oh, you're funny. All right, a couple off-the-wall questions like we haven't asked any of this stuff in the past, Alon. Would you rather talk like Yoda or breathe like Darth Vader?
Talk like Yoda.
Really? Sure. Okay.
At least, like, if you're talking like Yoda, you might sound like you're saying some wise stuff. You know, if you do have some wise stuff to say, if you're just breathing like Darth Vader, you're probably just going to annoy everybody you're around all day.
Well, I do that without breathing and talking, so it's okay. What's the most overused word? Not that you use, just what word do you hear? And, you know, we talk about it on the show a lot. To me, it's legend. everybody's a legend, yet there's only to me, a legend is an overused word.
Just in general or fighting related?
Anything. You're the you're the star of the show. You, however you want to answer the question is good.
Just I've been in life. A lot is,
do what?
When people, like, sure. Like, when you're talking to someone and you're telling them something and they keep saying, sure, sure, sure. Like, they're agreeing with you before, you know, they respond. It's almost like they're just waiting for you to stop talking so they can respond.
Sure,
sure. Yeah. Well, thank you. We accept your answer.
When do you pick up your clothing, you know, with the last name on the back of everything, and have you seen it yet?
I have. I already tried on my fight kit, but I had to give it back to them because it won't be available to me until Saturday. It'll be in the locker room waiting for me. I did get a sweet, you know, package bag from Reebok, so I've got a ton of different shorts and clothes and a hat and shoe. I got the Conor McGregor Reebok shoes, so that was pretty dope. But yeah, I did put everything on, and it's pretty sweet. I can't wait to put it on fight night and then be able to take most of it home, because I understand that they do take one piece of clothing from me, so that was kind of unfortunate to hear. But you know how they take one piece of your clothing. So like they either want the gloves, the shorts, or the jacket that you walked out in, which kind of sucks. I wish I could keep all of it, but you can't.
And I would imagine that they're going to end up with the jacket.
Yes.
See, yes, smart.
I want to keep my shorts that I fight in, and then I want to keep the gloves I fought in, because you know those are special things. You know, and I can frame those or do whatever I want to do with them. The jacket, I'll get another jacket down the line. And, you know, it's just not, they gave me two jackets already. So I'm going to keep my gloves and my shorts.
Definitely smart decision. Alon, as always, sir, thank you very much for your time. I cannot wait for Saturday night, ESPN Plus. It's going to be a lot of fun the whole night. But you're doing it for Tampa. More importantly, you're doing it for yourself. And you know, we cannot wait to watch you and those other knuckleheads that'll be with you when they get to the octagon.
And win, lose, or draw, buddy. You got Sunday. A feast of pizza waiting for you back home when you get back. And we'll feed the whole crew. Bring all your coaches and all your people.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it so much. I can't wait to get some of that pizza.
All right, Alon, we will talk to you. You know you'll get a text from me after the fight on Saturday, so you don't have to respond, sure. But we'll talk on Sunday. Thanks for your time. Tell the guys I said hi.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. All right. That is Alon Cruz, his first quote-unquote official. I hate that quote-unquote because he has fought, you know, when he was on the contender. And the UFC has been reposting the video.
Sure.
You know, the knee gets into the octagon, the knee.
Sure.
And I like when he chuckles when I call Spike Hunter.
Sure again?
Yeah. He went to another radio station and they were talking, and then they put a post up about, you know, Alon Cruz here to talk about his fight versus Spike. I don't know what Spike's last name is. And I go, oh, you mean Hunter?
but I think this is good for the UFC. I mean, they need his star power of that flying knee, the way he finished to get the automatic contract from Dana. They brought in Luis Pena or Violent Bob Ross for this. They're obviously putting a lot of marketing behind him and building his name.
I truly wish I was going.
Just because these guys are good guys. Like,
no, I wanted to go to Norfolk.
Oh, and Norfolk. See if you find your car.
Well, I want to try to find my car, and they have arguably the best seafood buffet I've ever had.
Which one is that?
I don't know the name of it. I was there in 19. Well, it was after. I went back when my brother-in-law got married, and then Sean has been to Norfolk to work. And that seafood buffet is still there.
You didn't go when Sage Northcutt had his fight up in Norfolk?
No. This is their second. Remember, we were going to send Sage to the aircraft carrier.
That was during a holiday, right? Was it during my Veterans Day weekend or something?
I don't know.
I believe it was.
But I was wanting to go to this. And then when the wedding came up, and I put a post up that I was going to miss the wedding, and I was going to go to Norfolk, and then Sean came to the house and told me some things, so I had to stop clowning around.
Wow. Because,
yeah, it was not good. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I'll be watching.
I'll
be there at the wedding watching.
Yeah.
I might be holding the hoopah with my cell phone watching the fight.
Yeah, because you have skin in the game. You got people you actually know personally outside of
I don't know about skin in the game, because again, I'm still a professional.
That's your teammate. You're calling him AC. You're talking like you guys are best friends.
Well, he is.
At what point do you cross over from like Alon Cruz to nickname AC?
AC.
Like, when do you come that close to a guy?
I guess today. I guess that's the first time I've ever done it. But yeah, AC, Alon Cruz, in the Octagon this Saturday, ESPN Plus. You definitely want to check it out. The whole card is stacked. Next hour, we're going to talk to Felicia Spencer.
Yep.
We're going to talk to Luis Pena.
Yes.
We're going to talk to Dave Feldman. We're going to talk to Jimmy Denning. So an action-packed second hour. 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. Coming to you live from Tour de Pizza. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Song.
I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Yo, what's up, man? It's your boy, Juju Smith-Schuster, man. Shout out to Knockout Radio. Turn up.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.